Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. You know, we're here every week, and we work hard to put together information that'll make your grilling and smoking and maybe your microbrews a little bit better. And, Jop, we start the show off. We like to talk a little bit about what we grilled this week.
Right.
I played with this chicken recipes that we're going to go through later. But I had a lot of fun Sunday. You know, we had a terrible ice storm. And everybody's, no, like 2 months ago, everybody's trees and the county's out, you know, chewing up everything on the side of the road. Thank goodness. There's a lot of hazards out there. But my daughter, Maggie, and her husband had just tremendous damage to their property up in, it's like Grattan, I guess. Well, so Sunday, the boys and Maureen and I all went up there, and we brought in a party, a crew, and we burnt piles and piles of brush. And we had some very funny episodes. There's usually some sort of an accident when we do work up there. I almost lit myself on fire.
Why doesn't that surprise me? You're a junkie for accelerant. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I didn't bring my famous used motor oil accelerant.
Right.
So we had to use gasoline.
Exactly.
That adds.
Yeah, that's not explosive at all, is it?
No.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, what were there, six of us all together? It's so cool at the end of the day when you walk into a disaster scene, and at the end of the day when you've got nothing but a couple of smoldering ash piles and a nice, clean, one-acre piece of property that was looking – I'm sure it was pretty intimidating for the two of them.
Yep.
Because it would be for just me.
Yeah, good family stuff.
Yeah, and of course my wife is the driving mechanism. She's a burn freak, if you think I'm a burn freak.
Oh, no, I've known her a long time, and she'd sit by the fire every day if she could.
She practically does.
Yeah.
But she loves burning things, so that was kind of like a bonus for her, I'm sure.
Sure.
Did you grill anything great this week?
You know what? Traveled this week for work, and I went to one of the factories that we represent, and it's right across the road from Talladega Raceway.
Nice.
So there was Ricky Bobby everything down there, and had some great this is in Alabama, right? Over the border from Georgia in Alabama, where Talladega is,
right.
And
pretty area.
Oh, it's gorgeous. So a little bit of mountain, not mountains,
yeah,
hilly,
kind of, yeah,
yeah.
Big hills.
And but it was really pretty. But we were there the week after the race, right? And
beer cans everywhere.
Well, no, it was a. It was a sea of porta-johns that they hadn't picked up yet because there's 3,000 acres of camping down there. And the factory that I was at, they took us over there and gave us a little tour, and it was kind of cool. I'm not a huge NASCAR guy, but the banks, they said the bank turns on that thing. You had to be going 80 miles an hour or your car would slide off from the centrifugal force because they're almost 45 degrees, those corners are. That are banked, and it was crazy seeing that. It was they didn't let us on a track, but I bet it'd be really difficult to walk up.
Really, that big?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I would love to drive a course like that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Is that a 2 mile?
The 2.4 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, but the that Richard Petty driving experience was coming in there. We saw the cars wheeling in because they do that the week after the race. You can go down there and do that driving on the track. So anyway, but had some good old Southern. Chicken fried chicken, they called it. And I'm like, well, why don't you just call it fried chicken? Because it's chicken fried chicken. And so I go in, and basically it's a double fry on it. And it was skinless, boneless breast, But they fried it, took it out, put more batter on it again.
Oh, my gosh.
And fried it again. And that was a lunch entree.
I bet it was good.
Yeah, oh, it's really good. It's bad for you, I know. But
I, no, I don't know. I just read an article that said if you're not eating chicken skin, you're shorting your body of some vital nutrients, and here's why. So maybe that makes it easier for everybody to eat the skin.
Right, yeah, chicken fried chicken.
Oh, gosh, so, that's funny.
Anyway, yeah.
Years ago, my son, I won't say which one, took my my old military machete, which they love playing with, and he went out in our woods and just whacked the heck out of trees.
Right.
Because he was like
12. Yeah, I think you told us this,
right? He was like 12.
Right.
So, yeah, so last year for Father's Day, they were all my wife's favorite dogwoods.
Right.
So for Father's Day, I get a dogwood.
Oh.
That's how that works, right?
Right.
Surprised I didn't get like a, you know, whatever. Anyway, it died. It did not make it.
Oh.
So I learned how to graft buds off a tree and save them and plant them. Well, I did that. And with the dogwoods, there's a time when the buds are just like perfect and you just clip the end of the branch off and you take a rod and poke it in the ground and you put it down all the way down until just one bud is sticking up. You can probably do that with any plant, but I've done it with trees. And consequently, and then you got to make sure that you cover them from frost because we had quite a few snows and frosts in between now and then, and I managed to remember. Well, I have a nice little crop of dogwoods popping up right
now.
And that's just a little personal success story.
Right.
So if you got a favorite tree in the spring when it's ready to bud, you're too late already this year, but you can do that, and it's really easy.
Cool.
Nice way to save $50 a tree.
Yeah, $50 a tree.
Well,
if you got years to get them to the size that they are, $50, right?
Yeah, well, the one they got me was like $125, right. And I was sick to my stomach when it died.
Yeah. Planted wrong, huh? Didn't bury it to the last bud?
No, that was a whole, that was like an 8-foot tree.
Right.
It just, you know, it was a really dry spring, and that was not a success. So, you know, it's that time of year when you do everything outside and you start getting ready, gardens.
I just thought of something that I did last weekend that I want to share with everybody because it was a resounding flop, okay? I had this idea. We had a pineapple on the countertop.
You planted it?
No, I cut it up, and we were eating a little bit of it, but then it started getting a little bit older. So what I wanted, I pureed it in a blender, and I put chicken legs in it to soak. I thought, you know, a little fruity taste, fruity profile on those. That was the worst thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Really?
It was almost like a milky flavor on it. And I didn't season. I just wanted to see what that that pineapple taste would do with the chicken.
Hey.
Usually it's a good mix.
Yeah.
And I put them on the grill, and I grilled them, and it was terrible.
For a guy who never lived in Hawaii, you have an affinity for pineapple.
Right, yeah. Well, Michelle likes them a lot, and so we have one a lot of the time in the house, but this one was getting a little old, and like I said, I thought it'd be a great marinade on those legs. I threw them on the grill, and they were just terrible, and they were bitter.
So the dog liked them?
Yeah, they pulled all the meat off, and the dog ate it. Yeah, that's right.
How's the new pup coming out?
Oh, she's going to be fine. You know, she's a puppy. She's chewing everything in the house now.
Oh, boy.
And we haven't lost any furniture or anything yet because you got a lot of toys for her. But it's like having a baby in the house. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you just you brought it on yourself and you know it's going to happen. And put the shoes up and get everything off the lower level of the end tables.
Yeah, I can honestly say I'll probably never have another dog.
Oh, really?
We've gone through that whole thing. They always chew the very best boots you've got.
Oh, sure.
The tops, the leather tops. And
right.
I'm kind of done with that. I'm looking forward to a lot more travel, and I don't want to have to worry about hiring somebody to come over and feed the dog. And,
yeah, your kids are all grown now too, right? So you don't have built-ins.
We got outdoor cats, and you can give them a couple bowls of food, and they're good for a week.
Yeah.
They kill their lunch.
Right.
But, you know, we got something really cool. We got some guests in the studio, so next segment.
Yeah, we've got the Siciliano clan from Siciliano's Market here in West Michigan, and they're joining us live in the studio, and boy, you're not going to want to miss this because these guys are a wealth of knowledge when it comes to all the good stuff that men like. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. This is Cuatro de Mayo, the day before Cinco de Mayo. So we are, our producer Brian bringing us back with a little bit of festive music. Thanks, Brian. That's awesome. But Barbecue Bob, we got some guests in the studio right now.
Buenos dias.
That's all I got.
Could have done yes, without
we
it.
Do. No, I actually have a few more. Everybody knows swear words, right?
Right.
Yeah, Steve Siciliano. And it just so happens that we start this segment with Siciliano's Beer of the Week. So what you got there, brother?
We brought a Mexican-style lager in honor of Cinco de Mayo, which Great. Is tomorrow, of course. And let me open this.
Yeah.
You don't All right. mind if I open this.
You know, twist our arms.
I'm really not sure how I'll know what it is until you do.
Yeah.
A little bit of foam going on. Yeah. But this is a Mexican style.
The dripping
lager.
Microphone?
Rather than.
That's all head. Where'd you learn how to pour? Jeez.
Bob being Bob, he's like, here, Jop, you can have this one.
And
it's a little. Snifter of foam.
Hey, I can stay home and get abused, guys. I don't have to come here and get it. So. But, you know, if you get tired of Corona or Dos Equis on Cinco de Mayo, this is a great great representation of a Mexican lager, and it's made by Brew Detroit, so it's local, sort of local. And you guys tasting it?
Yeah, so you could put a lime in that just like a Corona.
Yeah.
And it's called Cerveza Del Rey, right?
Cerveza Del Rey it is, yes.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful beautiful package. It's Siciliano's is selling it for $1.69 a can, and it's 16 ounces, so it's a pretty good deal. So.
Yep. And let me tell you something about Siciliano's, because they're humble people, but they'll let you mix and match any of their beers in your own custom 6-pack, 12-pack case, whatever you want.
Isn't that cool?
That's why their beers are all priced on a per-beer basis, so that you can just pull it together. You know, you got so many stores out there that are snobby, and they're like, you can't touch our 6-packs.
Right.
And honestly, the fun part about microbrew beer for me is trying different ones. But sometimes I don't want to commit $15 to something I've not tried.
Well, because right? What's worse than spending, you know, the long dollar on a great investment six you know what you're anticipating to be fantastic beer, and then to have one and go, oh my gosh, I don't even know who to give these to.
Right. Yeah, and this allows you to do that. And there aren't a lot of stores that do it, and they do. And I just want to make sure everybody knew that.
Yeah, it's called Cerveza Del Rey, and that is the Siciliano's Beer of the Week. So let's talk about your big event today.
Well, today, believe it or not, is a National Homebrew Day. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's like a national day for every day of the week.
Yeah.
there really is. Now, in May, we have National Truffle Day. We have National Lumpy Rug Day. We have National Two Different Colored Shoes Days.
Oh, shoot, that happens weekly for Bob.
And we have, well, socks for me all the time.
Right, yeah.
Shoes, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And then National Frog Jumping Day. So those are just a, you know, slight...
there's days.
there's days. But in 1988, the United States Congress decreed that the hobby of homebrewing be added to the list of national days, and that is the first Saturday of May. It's National Homebrew Day. And in observation of National Homebrew Day, there's venues throughout the country. Homebrewers are getting together and brewing a beer. Could be five brewers. It could be 100 brewers. We are having 25 teams of brewers out at Trail Point Brewery in Allendale, Michigan today. The brewers are starting to set up around 9 o'clock, and about 10 o'clock the festivities start, and they'll be going to about 3. It's open to the public. If anybody's interested in how the procedure of home brewing is, you can come out and see different stages of the process. And guess what? We the brewers will be offering some tastes of their homebrew. So
these guys are going to brew a batch of beer literally in 4 or 5 hours, ready to drink.
Well, it's going to take about 3 weeks after the fact to be ready to drink. But today, we've got people brewing up batches of beer. Everybody's brewing the same recipe. Siciliano's donates the ingredients. Trail Point Brewery's supplying the water, and it's going to be a good time. So
the taste you're going to get then, for clarify my stupid question, is that it takes more than 5 hours to make a beer. Right, but they'll have some that they made from other batches that you'll be able to try.
That is correct, and a lot of these people bring out their very elaborate kegging systems, and some of the brew clubs have six-tap systems that they bring out, so there's going to be a lot of homebrew on tap. So
thanks for fessing up on that, Jop, because I was blowing beer out of my nostrils when you asked that. My glass is empty. I'm not sure if I like this or not. I need to try some more. In case you were really thinking of just trying to brew beer once, let's say you're a good barbecue guy and you think you've got flavor profiles down and you know how to cook, making beer is just cooking.
Basically, it is. We tell folks if you can cook up a pot of chili, you can make beer.
Here we go.
Now, just like cooking, you could take it as far as you want. You know, you could take it and brew a basic beer, or right. You know, if people get into the hobby, I mean, really get into the hobby, they're going to start doing barrel aging and they're going to start making sours and so on. So, you could take it from elementary all the way up to advanced and anything in between. But brewing at its basic, it's not hard to do.
I've helped out a couple times because I was going to get into it. I got enough things to do. I have so many friends that brew good beer and that sell good beer. Why would I bother doing that?
It's not for everybody. The hobby, just like golf is not for everybody, or different, fishing's not for everybody, but brewing beer is not for everybody. But the people that I find that the people get into it just embrace it. So
Steve, help us out. What does it take to get into the hobby so that I could brew a batch of beer? A financial investment, and maybe what does the equipment look like?
Well, we sell an equipment kit at the store. We have a couple different kits. Basic kit is about $125, I believe, and includes pretty much all the equipment you need besides bottles. I think if you drop about $175 on the initial capital investment, you can get rolling. Ingredients for a batch of beer, anywhere from $30 to $50, depending on style. So. You know, if you go out to a golf course on a Saturday, or a nice golf course, you're going to be dropping a whole lot of money. And
sure.
Once you get your capital investment out of the way, it's pretty inexpensive.
Well, the times I've helped out, the best part about it was they're all beer lovers. And it's usually guys teaming up as a group, you know, buddies who just brew together. And I would imagine that's what we're going to see this afternoon at your
We probably have 6 to 8 homebrew clubs out there. There's a number of homebrew clubs in Western Michigan, and they're going to be represented at Trail Point today. And there'll be a couple of brewers who don't belong to clubs, but a lot of folks who brew like to get involved with the clubs. It just helps their brewing process, and people like to talk about beer. So,
you brought John Long with you in the fifth segment. We're going to learn how to pick the right tequila if you're trying to make a perfect margarita or just a nice Cinco de Mayo drink.
That is correct. I don't know where you got John Long from, but his name is John Borecki, but that's okay.
It was okay. A long time ago, right?
Yeah. No, I said you brought him along.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We have to roll the tape back and see what the judge says on
see
that.
We
one,
have a little taste of Chavesa.
Maybe that Cerveza is already hitting you, Bob. But anyway, hey, coming up next. We're going to do, I don't even know what this says, Bob. How do you pronounce that? You went all Spanish on me, and that's way out
Polo of my... Deste Triasada Marinade.
One of those. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to gibbq.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at repocast.com. That's SAFFIRE at repocast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And we just got done talking with Siciliano's Market there, one of our great sponsors. We appreciate them being part of our team and their Big Brew Day. But now we're going to dive into a little Cinco de Mayo, right, Bob? You got some stuff on the show plan here that you want to share.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a recipe that was given to me. But back to the Siciliano thing, this is the greatest gig in the world because the friends we make, the sponsors we have end up being friends.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just some of the best people. I can go and see Steve and Barb or any of the folks there, John.
John Long?
That's not his name. And get advice on cigars, beer, bourbon, scotch, you name it, and walk out of there knowing I just made a safe buy. I know I always buy more than I expect when I'm going in because the selection is so big. But the cool thing is like just being friends with them because look at their deer camp.
Right.
What a great place.
Yep.
What a great place.
I've been going for years and will continue because – It's not about deer hunting. It's about camaraderie.
Yes.
With your buddies.
I don't know if anybody even hunts there.
Yeah, they do. I watched a couple of them come in and out of camp, but never saw a deer.
So anyway, I call this Pollo desde tri asada marinade. And the pollo is obviously chicken. Des, or is the same thing as D, which means from. And then tree, T-R-I-E, is my daughter Emily's handle on whatever Instagram or whatever.
That was the number between 2 and 4.
Well, that'd be T-R-E. Yeah. So anyway, and then the asada is asada
so
marinade is a meat marinade, right? Asada.
Okay.
So this is a marinade she gave me. She actually sent it to her sister, and Maggie made this last Sunday when we were tearing up the brush and burning.
Okay.
She made this recipe and marinated the chicken in it. Kristen grilled it. I'm telling you, this is fantastic. And not only does it taste really unique and cool, but it gives you a wonderful color on the outside of your chicken. You get a lot of reds, and it looks like you did something to it instead of, you know, just
grilling it with
salt.
Yeah,
instead of just black. You get a lot of reds and stuff in it. But so basically, I'm going to post the recipe and try and post some pictures. But it's chili powder and kosher salt. The unique things are maybe cumin, coriander, which I never use, but I like it, garlic, white pepper, cayenne, and that's just the mop sauce. No, that's the rub. The mop sauce is a 12-ounce bottle of dark Mexican beer, Negro Modelo, maybe it'd be one, and then some orange juice, cider vinegar, oil, garlic, and 2 teaspoons of this rub. So that's your mop sauce. So you keep mopping that chicken as you're grilling it. I would tell you to keep some of this mop sauce clean, so only put half that mop sauce in your mop bucket, your mop bowl,
right,
and then keep half of it clean so when you're done and you slice all this up and put it on a platter, you can pour the rest of it on the chicken and really get that flavor all over the chicken, because chicken doesn't it doesn't absorb as much marinade as I would like, especially the dark meat. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
So she did this on a whole bird? I mean, you were
No. Kristen did, Maggie did breasts.
Okay.
Just skinless, boneless breasts.
Okay.
Which are dangerous. I mean, that's right. Not the easy thing to grill. I'm telling you, these things were perfect. I mean, he was Johnny on the spot on temperature, 165, pulled them, parked them, covered them. It was, dude, you'll love this. You need to try it. It's just that good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And I think pretty much sounds like it's good for you, too. One of those. Imagine that. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can do with tacos and burritos and things. But these carnitas that you're talking about, a pork carnita particularly, starts out usually with some sort of smoked pork. Right?
Yeah, you had this once a couple years back for one of the parties we did when we set up the taco bar. And this was the pork. It's basically a marinated pork butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
is really a pork shoulder, everybody. And you can find them in the store. The food service stores might have them packaged together as a pair. But you go to your local butcher shop like Sobeys, or you go to other grocery stores, you can buy a single pork shoulder, and they're 12 to 15 pounds a piece usually. And this is real inexpensive meat. I mean, if you've not barbecued with pork shoulder, I think everybody starts with pulled pork for a couple reasons. It's very inexpensive, $1.49 a pound usually. And then secondly, it's forgiving. It takes a while to cook, but it's forgiving. And as long as you don't get it too hot, I think if you keep this between 190 and 200, you'll be fine. If you take it over 200, it turns into mush for some reason. So pork shoulder, pork butt, a very, very versatile food. It is kind of your entry level. If you ever smoke anything, you're going to smoke a pork butt, because you can usually get some really good results, even your first try right out of the box. But temperature is the key
on that. I would have to agree with you. That is a safe one. So if you go to our website, it's thegrillinguys.com. Also, as an aside here, don't forget to like our Facebook page /thegrillinguys. I'm on Twitter. My handle is grillinguy. But if you go to the Grillin' Guys website, whether it's on your phone or your laptop, whatever, usually in the top right, there you'll see the search. Just put in carnita, and you'll see the recipe for this.
This little dancing girl will come across the screen, and then she's dragging a recipe, right?
No.
Oh, not that carnita.
So, again, you've got a spice rub and a mop sauce. Now, what I did with the mop sauce was I marinated those pork butt in this mop sauce because I'm not one. For one thing, my smoker keeps, like yours does, keeps the meat nice and moist. I don't need to mop.
Right.
I don't. You don't either. But, you know, some people have a real basic smoker and it dries the meat out, so they're constantly mopping.
Right.
But if you have a well-built, you know, efficient smoker that
generally the offset are the ones that work better. And,
yes.
And we can talk about that, but go ahead with the recipe.
So anyway, so what I did was marinated the meat with it. And then before I put it on the smoker, I put the rub on it. And it's very similar to the last one. Matter of fact, it looks identical, to be honest with you. I think I got duped by my daughter. I think this is her go-to on Mexican.
You sent her a recipe. She changed the name and sent it back to you. And you're like, dang, that looks nice.
No, I came up with the name to honor her. The tree is her name, so I put that on there.
Yeah.
But this looks pretty identical. Chili powder, kosher, black, cumin, coriander, garlic, white pepper, cayenne. Yeah. Orange juice for the mop, orange juice, cider, oil. Yeah, it's identical, dude. So we now know it works great for chicken or pork butt.
Right, yeah.
Guess what?
Right.
I bet it's good for a steak, too.
I don't know. I don't marinate a lot of beef.
No, I don't either. But
the pork and the chicken, absolutely. And what you're doing is you're trying to put a little flavor profile on what might otherwise be a not-so-flavorful piece of meat.
I pulled off a cool one a couple days ago. I was just playing around, and after looking at this, and I've done this recipe multiple times, I've really become fond of putting orange juice in my marinade.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice. So I was doing the traditional quick little marinade with a little cheap, zesty Italian. I poured orange juice in there.
With the Italian?
Yes. And then I put some of Old World Olive Company's spice. I think it's called Areno or something like this. Bologna. It's called Bologna.
That's a salt.
Yeah, I put some of that Bologna spice in there. And I marinated that chicken for about 6 hours. They were skinless, boneless breasts. Fantastic.
Yep.
It was great. Fantastic. Yeah. So you can actually put orange juice in cheap Italian dressing. Right.
Barbecue Bob, coming up next, we've got a guy from a Northwoods Wholesale Outlet in the cheese capital of Michigan, Pinconning, and we're going to talk with him about a little event he's got going on. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Job from the Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Is that a broken record or is that some Cinco de Mayo music? We're going to go with the latter. But anyway, Bri, lighten up the airwaves here with a little bit of Cinco de Mayo celebration. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Barbecue Bob, I understand we got a new friend out there.
We do.
He's on the live line.
We do. I want to make one comment. This Siciliano's Beer of the Week thing, we need to redo it because they just bring like one.
Well, it isn't the case of the beer week. It's a beer.
Okay, good enough. Marty Hornacek, Northwoods Wholesale Outlet in Pinconning, Michigan. How are you, sir?
You know, it's a match made in heaven getting hooked up with Barbecue Bob.
Well, no, I think we're the ones that are.
I've listened to you for 2 years on the radio.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yes.
So tell us, Marty, what's going on in Pinconning besides cheese? I understand there's a little wholesale outlet over there.
Yeah. Yes. We started exactly 20 years ago. We had a big grocery store here. We were a Spartan grocery store serviced out of Grand Rapids. And we bought into this. We bought an abandoned warehouse. And now in 20 years, we're up to 180,000 square feet. And we've got 85,000 square feet of retail.
Wow.
And
holy
it's just
cow.
Amazing. Well, the things we've done, I mean, we're the largest single store retailer in the world for kayaks. We're the largest retail store in the world for Kellogg's, for Cheez-Its, believe it or not. And we're the largest crossbow dealer in the Midwest with a storefront. And we're the number one 10-point dealer anywhere now in the country, which is your best quality crossbow you can get.
I shoot one every fall. That's what I have. I have a 10-point. You bet.
Yep. And we've got, and the reason we sell so many crossbows is we give customer service. When you want to shoot, we've got probably 80 models of crossbows. We've got two indoor ranges for those. You do not leave our building until that crossbow is sighted in and you can go in the woods and start shooting and drop a deer right then. And you don't have to even go home and practice. It'll be all sighted in with you. And then in addition to that, then we were always into fishing. We're gigantic in fishing. And hunting, we've got an RV store. We don't sell RVs, although we will next weekend. We'll have in our parking lot selling them from the gentleman down the street at Dolney RV. But we sell anything connected with RVs. We're a customer of Camping World. We actually buy wholesale from them. And then we do giant business with outdoor decor, Christmas. We literally go through 25 semis of Christmas items. And outdoor chairs, we're the largest outdoor chair place anywhere with all the director's chairs, the zero gravity chairs, any kind of a chair you need. In fact, I just got one, a sample of one we're doing containers for fall of a fall hunting chair for hunting blinds that swivels around. It's just an awesome chair, and we were just checking it out. Toys, clothing, boots, shoes, bird seed. We get two deliveries a week on bird seed. We sell so many bags of 40-pound black oil sunflower. We're the lowest price anywhere in probably the Midwest on that. And then we got to be what was cool, what got me intrigued with your show, is we are giant in meat curing, smoking, sausage baking. We've got all the different smokers, and we've got the Traeger, Camp Chef, Masterbuilt, Bayou Classic cookers. Anything for smoking meat, we've got it.
Wow. That's a mouthful. Yeah. Jop, I'm a little worried because I'm afraid I didn't charge enough for this gig, because I can tell already that I'm going to be spending more than I'm going to be making over there. But next, I'm so excited, I might come a day or two early. I hope you got a cot in the back.
We can fix you up.
Yeah. You sleep in one of those kayaks, Bob.
Yeah, I think I've done that, but it's been a couple decades. Northwoods Wholesale Outlet, tell us the date of your event and what particularly I'm going to be doing there.
Yes. What we're doing is next week, starting on Thursday next week, we're going to have Dolney RV, which is down the street. It's going to have fifth wheels, travel trailers, toy haulers in our parking lot. Inland Marine, who's a good friend of mine, he's going to have all his boats, motors, and pontoons in our place. And then Don Plowman out of Plowman's Carts in Flint, Michigan, who's a dear friend of mine, is going to have all his custom golf carts here. And he makes some awesome stuff. He even made one for the Orange County Chopper guys.
Wow.
And you'll be really impressed. Along with that, then, on Saturday before Mother's Day, which is May 11th, we have every item that we sell in the retail store is going to be in the parking lot cooking and smoking meat. And so that's where you came into play.
Yeah.
You're just a match made in heaven with us.
So I'm going to bring my big American Barbecue Systems judge over there, tow behind, and I'm going to be loading that up with a bunch of sausage from your buddy down the street. And that big judge is going to be kicking out the sausage, Jop.
Yeah, and Bob told me about this, and I had another gig. It's graduation season, and we cook a lot for a lot of different, you know, friends and family and stuff for their graduation parties. I'm not going to be able to make it over, but I am scheduled the 3rd of July to be over in Augrey to do some walleye fishing, and we hit Pinconning on the way through every time.
Good.
So I'll catch you on either end of that trip and stop by and check out your place.
And we also, because of you guys, we picked up the American Barbecue Systems. We picked up 3 of their grills, and they'll be here next Tuesday from them. So we will be the only retailer in the entire state of Michigan selling those grills.
That's awesome. So, such a smart move. And I've been working with Troy on this stuff. Troy's one of your managers there. He's a sharp fella, and he's like very much the meat eater. He's very much into tearing flesh. So I can't believe I have never been there before. And the more I heard about your place, the dumber I felt, because it's like, how could I have never gone here?
Right.
And you know, so like I said, I'm afraid I'm gonna walk away with a carload of stuff. But it's all good.
I'm sure you will.
Bring the roof rack. You're gonna need another couple kayaks.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, and it's amazing the stuff that we find. And I live in a Delta Airlines jet. I am all over the country nonstop. I just bought 18 tickets last Sunday, actually. And we're gone to trade shows, but then wherever somebody calls and they've got a bankruptcy, a liquidation, pack change on stuff, we buy. The most I've ever bought was 53 semis at a time of one commodity from a hardware wholesaler.
Wow. So hopefully you've got the Delta American Express card, because that's a great way to fly first class and get your TSA pre-approval.
Right. Yes, I actually have 2 of those cards.
Yes.
So I get double MQMs too. So, oh yeah, I know how to work all the angles. You're right. But we make business fun. And customers just love coming in because Northwoods is a fun place to go. They never know what they're going to find. And when you see all the meat seasonings that Troy's got, and the other thing you're going to love talking to Troy about, he is the master at maple syrup making. We started 2 years ago carrying all the maple syrup taps, the hoses, the big stainless steel cookers, all the bottles, all that. But Troy is the master at cooking down maple syrup, too. And then he makes glazes.
Nice.
Put on fish and meats, and oh, boy, is that delicious.
Well, Troy, we're out of time.
You're talking to Marty.
I mean, Marty, I'm sorry. I'll see Troy as well. Northwoods Wholesale Outlet, Pinconning, Michigan, next Saturday. I'm going to be there with the big American barbecue system. You're going to have some for sale there. We're going to smoke up the town of Pinconning, and I want a piece of cheese, brother.
That's right, and we'll have cheese for you, too.
Okay. All right. Okay. I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to seeing you next Saturday morning.
Right. Yes, we'll see you then.
Sounds great.
Marty's the man. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man.
Yeah, feel like a man. I'd say Marty's a man too. He's that's one excited fella, and I can see why people love shopping there. Okay, this is man law number 174, and it's near and dear to my heart because somebody violated it a few years back on the public stage with a Marine. No man shall ever share an umbrella with another man, and I would add, and nor ask another man to hold yours for you. Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Exactly. We'll leave it at that. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about tequila and see the various varieties of it and learn which one might be the right one for you and why.
And which one will make her clothes fall off.
Right, if they can. All right. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We're going to bring this train to the station, but we thought in honor of Cinco de Mayo, which is tomorrow, we're going to talk a little tequila, and we've got an expert in the studio, right, Barbecue
Yes,
Bob?
We do. And we know it's not John Long, but we brought him along.
Right.
So, John, tell us how to pick a tequila, because people, I'm included, don't understand tequila.
Well, you got to look at it from almost like a bourbon perspective of aging, varietal, type, age, and then probably like location in Mexico as well. So, you know, you start off with like the Blancos, which are unaged. You go to a Reposado, which is aged for like 3 months to 6 years.
So the one everybody knows is Jose Cuervo.
Yeah.
Yep. Is that a Blanco?
Well, it's one of many. So they do a Blanco. They do all the way up to an Añejo.
That's pretty rough to drink.
Well, you're looking at a Mixto. So Mixto is actually a blend of 51% agave spirit and then sugar spirit making up the rest. Mm-hmm. So that makes up that percentage of people that had a really bad tequila experience, because what that means is hangovers. And they're usually mixing it with a sugary drink, too, at that. So what you want to look for on a label is something that's made out of 100% agave. That'd be a big kicker. And then you want to look for something that's it's an NOM number, which pretty much makes it a official Mexican standards pass. So you look for NOM, and then there'll be a number on it. You can actually look that up online and figure out the distillery and what else they make. It's a really fun thing.
So there's several varieties of tequila as well. Mm-hmm. You started to go down that road.
Yep.
So take us there, if you would, please.
Yeah, for sure. So you start out with the Blancos. Blancos are usually about maybe 6 weeks in stainless steel. They don't usually see wood. Then you'll see gold. Gold is usually with the mixtos. They usually come with a little red plastic hat, too, a little sombrero you can wear afterwards.
Yeah.
Those ones you usually want to stay away from because there's usually caramel color in them, stuff like that. Not really very pure. From there, you got Reposados. Those are about 3 months to 6 months aged. You're going to start seeing more barrel characteristics.
Okay, I like Patron Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a Reposado?
That's a Blanco.
That's a Blanco.
Yep, so no age on that, but they do a couple of distillations on it, which they say cleans it up. Makes it really smooth, more acceptable to the non-native palate.
Don Julio.
That one's a little bit more on the higher end. So you get 100% agave and maybe twice distilled. So a little bit more weight on the palate.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So again, then I feel like we're like halfway there. There's more, right?
Yep. So you got Reposado. Then you got Añejo, which is their age. So at least a year, up to 3 years. That's when the wood really starts taking over. You start getting more of that bourbony palate. It can really get layered. That's something you'll sip most of the time. Some people will use it in like a traditional margarita as well.
And you have all this at Siciliano's?
Give or take.
All these styles?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then you'll usually see stuff like we just got a new one in called Addictivo, which uses 100% French oak, which is, you don't see that as much. It's usually ex-bourbon.
So you have all these at the Siciliano Deer Camp?
It depends when you get there.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you from personal experience.
Just the first couple days.
They may have had them if you're there after day two.
Bob, we haven't really had tequila at Deer Camp, but that might be something we should do.
Okay. Right, right. Yep, no, I see a lot of bourbon when I roll into Deer Camp.
Been, there's bourbon and scotch has been awesome.
Yeah, right, yep. It's been there. But anyway, so Siciliano's, where are you guys at?
We're at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive on the corner of Collindale and Lake Michigan.
Right, in west, in just the outskirts of Grand Rapids, between Grand Rapids and a little town called Standale.
Yep.
And you got to go there. It isn't. This is the big boy store. Man, they got cigars. They got beer making, wine making. They've got a huge selection of microbrewed beer, all the spirits that you're talking about, wine. I mean, this is the place to go.
And
man,
you've got several people there with this kind of depth and knowledge about what to pick. So if you don't know what you want, this is a place to go.
Yep. Well, cool. Siciliano's, thanks so much for being with us on the Grilling Guys. Barbecue Bob, you and I are going to get out and smoke up the backyard, create a little grill envy in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And everybody be safe out there, and we'll talk with you next week.
Yeah, and I'm heading out to Big Brew Day.
All right.
Bienvenido amigos, te vivo a México, la tierra de fiestas se ve donde quiera, oigan las marimbas y mariachis.